Talk to us about the call for of SAMNet with regards to the South African embassy in Israel.
Basically, the previous moment, as well as people in the African National Congress and some of its alliance partners, had called for the downgrading of the Israeli embassy of the South African embassy in Israel as a measure of indicating to Israel, the displeasure of all of South Africans, the overwhelming majority, at the way Israel has continued to obfuscate any negotiation and solution, continued its expansions, keep taking land, building more illegal settlements, the killing of Palestinians on a daily basis, as well as the arrest and torture of Palestinians, whether in the Gaza Strip or in the West Bank. And we thought there has been a lot of material that has come out from pro-Israeli lobby trying to convince government that it's a bad idea to downgrade this embassy, and there may be a tit for tat, downgrading or asking South Africa to downgrade the embassy, and of course we should downgrade the Israeli embassy in South Africa. The point of it is for us to show the ANC, as it goes up to its elective conference, that the vast majority of South Africans are in support of measures to downgrade the Israeli embassy, show Israel that its actions, even though there's not much that the world is doing, that people are still in support of the Palestinian struggle, and this downgrading would be one way to show Israel that people are still opposed and are not taken in by its sort of arguments and the propaganda that it puts out. And I think it's important, going up to the elective conference, that the ANC gets given a message that there are people, lots of people who are supportive of this action.
Now, I know that the former President Nelson's grandson, Mandla Mandela, was recently in Palestine, and he met with a lot of officials, including the Prime Minister, Hamdallah, as well as the President, Mahmoud Abbas. In terms of, these trips and these connections that are made between South African officials, particularly from the ANC, and Palestinian officials, how much of that is really manifesting into concrete, practical solutions do you see?
Look, thus far, not much. Neither has all of the negotiations, taken on by world leaders, simply because Israel, with the backing of its Western allies, and now it appears allies in the Arab world as well, is a unilateral power, and the Palestinians are subjugated, literally in the case of Gaza, imprisoned people, and therefore you have such an imbalance that it is on in all practical terms, only Israel can negotiate and give, and there's nothing more for the Palestinians to give in terms of trying to find a resolution. So it's an Israeli unilateral power position, and so therefore all pressure that would be put on Israel via BDS, via even symbolic gestures like these, are important to make the Israelis realize that world opinion and public opinion is still against them and not taken in by the propaganda that they put out. So all measures, like you mentioned, Mandla Mandela going there and meeting people and looking at the situation for himself, statements like those from Bishop Tutu, Jewish people who are, in favor of the Palestinian cause, people from our own communist parties and African National Congress, all of these are important to keep the struggle alive, to give Palestinians hope that they are not alone in the struggle. And therefore, we must encourage you know, all forms of engagement that will end up, you know, pressurizing Israel to come to an equitable and just settlement.
Is it a commitment from Samnit that if the ANC makes the decision to downgrade both the Israeli embassy in South Africa as well as the South African one in Israel, that Samnit and people who are connected to your organization will vote for the ANC in 2019?
No, this is not an injection ploy. This is not about party political matters. The ANC is the ruling party in the country. It is a party that is determining policy at its elective conference, at which we forget that policy making is one of the main items on the agenda, other than, of course, the election of new office bearers. And therefore, we are writing to them from a perspective of what is right and wrong, morally, politically, ethically, as well as the fact that the South African and Palestinian struggles have a lot in common historically and at present in terms of the apartheid under which Palestinians live, and we expect a party that is the ruling party as well as one of the major party in political party in South Africa with its liberation credentials to do the right thing. But of course, the ANC is also being strongly lobbied, and therefore, you know, lobbied in various forms, and therefore, it's not inconceivable that they may not pass this resolution. There may be delegates there who've been won over by the Israeli arguments and incentives and etc. So it's important then that we show the ANC that there are, you know, a lot of people who still think the right thing to do is the downgrading of the South African or the Israeli embassy in South Africa, and it is not a quid pro quo for votes. I think that is an entirely different matter. And this is not related to that.
But certainly, as making this, you know, as a goal for the ANC to downgrade the Israeli embassy and the South African one in Israel, certainly, is it not in your view that the ANC will win in 2019? Because if they do not, and if it's downgraded for simply a year, if the DA, for example, were to come in, the chances are, according to many, you know, community activists and political analysts, that the DA is signed, or at least is aligned with a lot of Israeli, you know, influences. Do you think it's really a sustainable or successful thing to do long term?
Look, for until now, until the 2019 election takes place and the winners are elected, yes, it is. And secondly, I don't think it's a fait accompli that, first of all, the DA will win and the ANC will lose. We may see for the first time coalition politics.
Yeah.
And it then also begs the question that all of those people who are supporting the DA, and particularly the Muslims and those who are in favor of the political struggle from any political or religious background, you know, where are their voices within the DA? Because the numbers of people who would consider themselves pro-Palestinian who vote for the DA are significant. And it is for those people then to be looking at why is it that the DA ignores their voices as far as this matter is concerned. And it is for them to take up the cudgels and try and change DA policy, which of course is unashamedly, sadly, very pro-Israeli. I think it's premature at the moment for us to say, you know, who'll win, obviously. But yeah, you're quite right. We may see a shift in the power in the country. But of course, I doubt that the DA or the EFF, for that matter, are going to win an outright majority. And I think, depending on the results of the elective conference and the ANC's ability to really convince the public of its ability to right the clear wrongs that are besetting it at the moment, may yet convince people that this is a changed ANC and worthy of another chance.
Dr. Faisal Suleiman from South African Muslim Network. I'm speaking to Mohammed Adesai from the BDS movement in South Africa. And we spoke to Dr. Faisal Suleiman about the call, obviously, for the South African ruling party to choose to downgrade the South African embassy, in Israel at the National Elective Conference later this month. There's been a panel discussion about a week or two ago by the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, in which they involved the Commission for the Promotion and Protection of the Rights of Cultural, Religious and Linguistic Communities. And according to the chairperson of that, that's Mrs. Toko Saluva, she says that that is unconstitutional. What does a downgrade mean, and is it unconstitutional?
Yeah. So I think let's put things into context. Firstly, this recommendation comes from the branches and some members of the African National Congress. The members of the African National Congress have basically come to the conclusion that Israel is not ending suppression of the Palestinian people, that for a long time the ANC, as the Deputy Secretary General Jesse Duarte has explained, the ANC has pleaded with Israel to end its abuse and to end its oppression and to end its occupation, but Israel is completely dismissing any of these sort of overtures. And so the ANC is a policy conference then recommended that there be an immediate downgrade of the South African embassy in Tel Aviv. The Israeli lobby has spent, from reports that we have received, they've spent millions of rands trying to lobby regions, trying to lobby branch members, trying to buy off and pay members of the ANC to oppose this downgrading of the South African embassy in Tel Aviv. And part of their lobbying, part of their campaigning to try to stop the democratic will of the ANC members is, of course, having these various seminars and coming to ludicrous and ridiculous claims that the downgrade will negatively affect South Africa, amongst other things. Firstly, the downgrade can only but have a positive impact for South Africa. We don't need, for example, cherries and tomatoes from Israel. We can grow them locally. We can create local jobs here in the country. So all the sort of arguments that are being thrown about by the Israeli lobby are complete hogwash, and it's really hogwash to cover up their defense of the Israeli regime. There is no constitutional threat whatsoever. This is absolutely ludicrous, this kind of argumentation that is being presented by Israel and by those that they capture within our government. We as a BDS movement are very much welcome the fact that this position by the branch members of the ANC has received the support of Hamas, it has received the support of Fatah, it has also received the support of the PFLP and the Palestinian Authority itself, represented recently by Dr. Nabil Sharp, an envoy of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, have all come out in a unified voice to support the downgrade of the South African embassy in Tel Aviv. And so if the ANC is really interested in listening to the oppressed and in terms of taking its direction from those that are downtrodden, then the ANC must take seriously what the Palestinians themselves have called for, together with the support of progressive Jewish Israelis, as well as a group of progressive Jewish South Africans that have all come out to support the downgrade of the South African embassy in Tel Aviv. And so we do hope that the members of the ANC will stand their ground, because there has been interference by the Israeli lobby, but we hope that the members of the ANC will make sure that this resolution gets passed, and that secondly it gets implemented by the South African government.
Now, the South African Jewish Report posted an article at the same time by Sean Zagnoev, and he said that the ANC's International Relations Portfolio Committee chairperson, Edna Molewa, she said that she intends to involve the South African Jewish Board of Deputies in terms of a risk analysis process. Now, is the BDS movement or any Palestinian, pro-Palestinian movement being involved in the risk analysis process as well?
No, but what's even worse is that the members of the ANC were presented with this option of doing a risk analysis before the downgrade, and members of the ANC at the National Policy Conference, on the reports that we received, were that they completely rejected the idea of the risk analysis and said that no, the ANC must immediately resolve to downgrade the South African embassy in Tel Aviv. And so this idea of the risk analysis is really a manifestation of the Israeli lobby, and is the Israeli lobby at play trying to come up with all of the reasons that there shouldn't be a downgrade.
And just finally, in terms of another opinion that they said that, in fact, it will not only be harmful to South Africa's own interests in terms of the downgrade, but in fact, it would also, you know, hinder the cause of helping Palestinians achieve Palestinian statehood.
This is as ridiculous as a South African apartheid government saying, don't impose sanctions on us because it will harm black people. The Israeli lobby and the Israeli government do not represent the oppressed masses of Palestine. The oppressed masses of Palestine have spoken in this unified voice saying that this is what we want in terms of solidarity. And so it's laughable that the South African Jewish Board of Deputies all of a sudden is concerned with what the Palestinians want. We know for a fact that the South African Jewish Board of Deputies is in an arm of the Israeli embassy in this country, and that its main agenda is to defend the Israeli regime. And it's quite pathetic that they are stooping to such low levels.
Thank you very much, Mohammed Issa from the BDS movement. Thank you.